I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Until this week, you could say that few Americans paid much attention to the International Monetary Fund. Fewer still knew who Dominique Strauss-Kahn was. Well, now a lot of people do. Strauss-Kahn headed the IMF until his resignation yesterday. He's been accused of sexually assaulting a maid at a Manhattan hotel. Well, today Strauss-Kahn was granted bail and placed under 24-hour home detention at a New York apartment. Now a dispute is brewing over who's going to replace him at the IMF, or more precisely, where his replacement should come from. The world's Jason Margolis is here in the studio. What is all this haggling all about?
Well, basically, the European nations want a European to head the IMF. They say that most of the work being done by the IMF, which is happening right now, is loans to countries like Greece, Portugal, and Ireland. That's within Europe, so a European should head it. So they're pushing for a European finance minister to take control. There's been some names floated around, bankers who you and I have probably never heard of before today. But the Europeans feel very strongly we want a European in charge.
And what's the argument against that? I mean, Strauss-Kahn was a European. He's from France. The argument against having a European head of the IMF?
Well, the argument against it is a lot of the developing world nations, or China and India, they're saying you've always had a European or an American in charge of the World Bank. It's our turn. Give us a chance. They say, for example, when there were problems in South America or Asia, you didn't say, hey, we need an Asian or a South American to head this body because that's where all the issues are. No, you put a European in charge. So it seems a little hypocritical that there should be a European leader again.
And that brings us, Jason, to the main job, the main mission of the IMF. Describe it for us.
The IMF's fundamental mission is to help ensure stability in the international system. That's what they say. Basically, it's a credit union. Countries put in money, and then when other countries are in trouble, they can get loans.
And
that's
the U.S.
what it does.
The U.S. puts in a lot of money.
The U.S. and Europe put in a lot of money, historically and currently. So that's part of the reason they say, hey, we get to decide who's in charge because we put in the money.
What's the U.S.'s stake?
The U.S. controls about 16% of the voting bloc of the IMF. Europe controls about a third. So, you know, that's about half of the IMF, say. So Europe and the U.S. basically can dictate who's put in charge.
And in terms of the U.S., what's the word? Does it have a favorite candidate?
Well, the U.S. really hasn't tipped its hand yet, but they are really the kingmaker because Europe has clearly said we want a European, and the U.S. hasn't said, yeah, we're with Europe or we're against Europe. So, you know, they have a lot of sway.
If the United States controls 16% of the IMF budget, what does it get for the money?
Well, the U.S. doesn't necessarily benefit directly, but there are a lot of indirect benefits. It's in the best interest of the United States to have a stable world economy, and that's what the IMF does. It promotes a stable world economy. Some argue that the IMF hurts more than it helps. It's reviled in much of South America and Asia because when the IMF loans money, they put very strong restrictions that you can have our money, but you have to do A, B, and C, because this will help get your house in order. And some of these countries say, well, A, B, and C might work for you, but it doesn't work for our economy, and you've just made things worse. So the IMF is not very popular in much of the world. And there have been calls for revamping the IMF. And many countries in Asia are saving their own money so they don't have to rely on the IMF in the future.
All right. Jason Margolis, thanks.
You're welcome.